A Haines woman is arrested on suspicion of a string of arsons, and another case of COVID-19 is reported in Haines. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories and more are up next. A 50-year-old Haines woman, suspected of a string of arsons while on hallucinogenic mushrooms, is in custody Wednesday. As KHNS's Henry Leisha reports, the fires damaged an art gallery and a private home.
Haines resident Tresham Gregg was nearly asleep when he learned that his art space, the Seawolf Gallery, had caught fire on Tuesday night. He says he was alerted by a friend who was walking home and saw the flames.
And we rushed down there and it was already totally out of control.
Gregg says that the front of the wood cabin was engulfed in flames. Firefighters worked to contain the fire located in the middle of Fort Seward, a historic military installation in Haines. They were able to keep the fire from spreading to surrounding buildings. Nobody was hurt. Gregg says the gallery has been vacant all summer and he didn't know how or why someone would try to burn it down.
Well, all I know is what the police chief told me was that somebody did it on purpose.
Haines police say that somebody is 50-year-old Darcy L. Johnson. She's accused of setting the gallery on fire, and it wasn't the only act of violence she's been accused of from that night. Court documents detail how two people living at a house on Matrix Drive told police that Johnson had been living with them. They said Tuesday evening she set a belt on fire and threw it in a dresser in her bedroom. The owner of the house said he put out the flames with a fire extinguisher. Johnson then attacked one of the residents with a metal nail file before leaving the house. Haines police say they searched the area and found Johnson walking near Fort Seward. Officers say she admitted to starting a fire in her room, attacking her housemate, and setting the art gallery ablaze. During a court hearing Wednesday morning, Haines Police Chief Heath Scott told Judge Lynn Asper that hallucinogenic mushrooms may have been a factor in Johnson's violent behavior. As for the Seawolf Gallery, Gregg isn't sure if it's salvageable. The front entrance is charred, and a lot of artwork was destroyed. He says that friends have started helping him clean up and consider his options.
Well, you know, you just have to accept when the spirits attack, you deal. And so we're dealing, we're cleaning, and assessing.
Johnson was appointed a public defender, and Judge Asper set bail at $16,000. She is currently being held at the Haines Rural Jail in lieu of bail. Her next court appearance is set for August 10th. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The Haines Emergency Operations Center announced that there is a new confirmed case of COVID-19 in Haines. According to the EOC, a non-resident female between the ages of 10 and 19 tested positive. The EOC says it was notified by the Department of Public Health that all other positive cases in Haines have been cleared. So far, there have been a total of 6 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Haines businesses will have another chance to apply for CARES Act funding. The biomass project is officially terminated, and Search will provide COVID-19 tests. The Haines-Borough Assembly voted to reopen the application window for Haines Small Business Emergency Grants, since over half the money remains unspoken for. That was at the request of Borough Finance Director Sheila Stewart. She said there are several reasons that businesses have not applied.
There's been a lot of confusion about whether or not accepting a municipal CARES Act grant will make a business ineligible for the Alaska CARES program, which offers a lot more money than we're offering.
That remains unclear. Other businesses could not apply because their business license are not up to date. Some tax-exempt businesses, like childcare and healthcare services, did not file their tax returns and were therefore ineligible for the grants. The Assembly voted against including them. The application will remain open until January 31st. The Haines-Borough will pay Southeast Regional Health Consortium $50,000 to test asymptomatic travelers at the Haines Health Clinic. In July, Search began offering free testing to asymptomatic people on the weekends. Acting Borough Manager Aleka Fullerton said the additional funds are to reduce testing delay for travelers who arrive midweek.
If someone comes in on the ferry, for instance, on Sunday, they would wait a whole week to be tested. and then a whole nother week to get the results back. Meanwhile, they'd be running around Haines without any kind of testing or any results for those 2 weeks.
The motion passed unanimously. The Assembly voted to abandon a plan to heat municipal buildings using biomass boiler. Assemblymember Stephanie Scott was opposed. Public Facilities Director Ed Coughlin said the years-long, repeatedly postponed project is uneconomical. Assemblymember Paul Rogers moved to nix the project.
We don't have another $1.5 million, and I don't see us having another $1.5 million in the foreseeable future. And I think it's ridiculous to proceed to try to keep putting a Band-Aid on an arterial bleed.
Coughlin said roughly $900,000 in grant funding for the project will be returned to the grantor later this year. And Haines resident Ron Jackson requested that the Assembly formally reprimand Assemblymember Paul Rogers for the way he behaved around the firing of former borough manager Deborah Schnabel. Jackson said Rogers should be censured for, quote, attempting to usurp the supervisory authority of the Assembly and for, quote, belittling the manager in a public meeting. The Assembly voted 4-2 against censuring Rogers, with Cincerni and Scott in favor. Assemblymember Gabe Thomas said a reprimand would only increase divisiveness. Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic will expand COVID-19 rapid testing to all Skagway travelers. That's a response to the surge in viruses across the state. The clinic recommends that any travelers returning to Skagway from an Alaska community with known cases of COVID-19 be tested once upon arrival and again after a week or two. Further, the clinic asks that residents limit interaction until the results of the second test are in. The Dahl Memorial Clinic does testing during normal business hours and by appointment only. Clinic Director Estelita Fielding says there may be a delay in scheduling and results due to high demand for services.
Yeah.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.